Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for pre-cash production laborers. Check them out at ConcreteIndustries.com or at NebcoInc.com. Also new co-title sponsor for Hour 3 is Anderson Ford.
Anderson Ford.
Mike Anderson, kidding. The team.
Oh, God.
You know them well, Bill.
Enjoy coaching Mike. Yeah, what a dude. Yeah, what a dude. Great player from Grand Island.
MLB.
Yeah, from Grand Island.
MLB. Middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Not baseball, but yeah.
And he played back in the day, too. They're still big shoulder pads.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, big shoulder pads like that.
Who'd he play with? Give me a couple names. I hate it when I do that.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Come on.
Anyway, but Mike did a tremendous job. An unbelievable player out of Grand Island. Like I said, starter here at Nebraska. He has a place. I know he has a place out at Sandy Point, right next to Ryan Beckman, also one of the Pender greats. And so they're neighbors. And so also Mike is very involved in the Nebraska greats, which we had.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Monty was here and discussed that. Mike is a big person involved with that group.
Kratzenstein.
Yes.
Was here.
Yes. To talk about that.
He played in the World League. Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah, what possible. Year did he play in Nebraska? Yeah. What was the final year?
93 would be his final. The year we lost to Florida's Byron Bennett.
Oh, he played with Trev.
Yes, he did.
Anderson Ford, North Lincoln, 27th Street, also in South Lincoln. They're both parts of town.
Trev and Kroll.
Yeah. Right? Kroll would have been a couple years earlier than that.
Oh.
Yeah, but he did. They would have been on the team at the same time. Yes, you'd have had that.
27th and I-80, also about 33rd and Yankee Hill for Anderson Ford.
Yes.
God dang, I better be careful throwing out those names. I wasn't covering the team then, so.
You're following them, though. I appreciate
it. You know what?
That.
We've got some breaking news. Oh. Ready for this?
Kind of makes me nervous. Not as good as me and Sip's breaking news.
This does not relate to any texts I sent during the game on Friday at all. There's some actual sports breaking news.
Okay, sports.
There's a firing in the NFL. Now, we knew Raheem Morris was out last night with the Falcons after they beat the Saints. That sends the Panthers, by the way, to the playoffs. That's what happened for that. If the Saints had won, the Bucs would have gone to the playoffs, but the Panthers are going because the Falcons won. But today, during the show, Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, out, fired.
Is that where your coach goes?
Mike McDaniel. I don't know why.
There's been speculation on that. I don't know
why they would hire Mike McDaniel in Cleveland. He has never won a playoff game. He has some things he's very good at. He calls some interesting plays. He's not really a great leader of men. I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he's a great head coach.
Is he getting retained?
As of right now, I don't see any. You know, the problem with the Dolphins, they don't have a GM. So they have an interim GM in Champ Kelly. He might be the new guy, might not. So it's hard to fire the head coach without having an actual general manager. The Dolphins got beat 38-10 by the Patriots yesterday. It was ugly. Quinn Ewers had a nice start, and then it went south quickly for him.
Patriots are beating everybody. But still, so right now we've got the Giants open. We've got the Browns open.
Falcons.
And the Falcons open. Raheem, they fired him in the locker room, basically.
And he won the game.
And they won their last three games, I believe.
They did.
Looked a lot better.
And they beat the Rams one of those games in playoffs.
It looked a lot better. And, I mean, literally, that was announced within, like, 20 minutes after the game. What was going
pretty
down.
Pretty quickly.
So there's three. And then who else would be on the cusp? Would that
McDaniel,
Miami?
I mean, I think Pete Carroll's probably on the cusp. Vegas.
Pete Carroll's on the cusp. That hurts.
I don't think that anything will happen with John Harbaugh in Baltimore because, again, they were a made kick away from going to the playoffs. Now, that you wouldn't overreact and fire him by any means. He's been a great coach there for a long time. But there are some fans in Baltimore that are ready for a change, which I would say if they let him go, Miami would better be on call 1, 2, and 3 for that guy, for John Harbaugh.
And sometime that it has been discussed, there is a time for just a change.
Yeah.
Sometimes just a different person in the building. It wouldn't be, let's say Harbaugh got let go. Shouldn't get let go.
No.
But sometime there is just time for a change. That those things, that does come up.
Here's a question I have. This is just really like a very sophomoric. But what if they're going to fire Carroll in Las Vegas, why isn't it not done yet?
I mean, it's not sophomore. I mean, it's early out there. It's 6:30 a.m. that time. Yeah. Maybe.
They couldn't have fired him.
You don't usually see firings the night of. It's usually today. You
know, it's usually today.
The Morris one was surprising that they would do it like Sunday, the day of the game.
And it was literally like a half hour after the game was over.
Yes. Yeah. And they won. Yeah. So there's your news there. Kevin Stefanski is a great coach. He's won Coach of the Year, I think, twice. I think he's a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Kevin Stefanski is.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's
the year they made the playoffs, they won a game with Baker Mayfield. Yeah. He was Coach of the Year that year. Then I think he was Coach of the Year in a couple years ago as well. Twice. Two-time Coach of the Year. Remember, they had the epic run to the playoffs with Joe Flacco a couple years ago. It was out of nowhere.
Stefanski was OC?
Yeah. Where was he at before?
And that
but that's, he's an offensive guy, right?
But it,
yeah. Oh, he's off. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Weird. I was talking to a friend of mine last night about the sack record was broke. And it was a legit sack. It was a legit sack. It was against the Bengals, so I'm watching the game. But just to be at that level, maybe one of the greatest pass rushers ever, and to not even be close to a championship to it.
Yeah.
And I guess he was on the team a few years when they said they won a playoff game.
Yes, he was.
But I'm still just like, I mean, you don't. And right now they've won four or five. They won five, and they scored twice on defense. A tip ball gets run back like 100 yards for an interception, and then they fumble the next series, run it back for a touchdown. That's how they scored their two touchdowns, was on defense. They didn't score any on offense. And so you're not sitting there going like, I think we're really close to winning the Super Bowl. They're a long ways away.
Miles Garrett, sack record holder, 23 sacks for him.
Wow.
Sets it again. Joe Burrow kind of just fell down on the play that Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
I mean, he went down, but no, he was beat and sacked. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't a deal. Remember the deal with Favre?
Yes, that was bad. That was bad.
That was like 20 years ago. Yeah. That was one you kind of go.
What was that?
Basically, he just took a knee almost.
Yeah. just give Strahan the sack.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Also, we'll have winners and losers tomorrow, of course.
Which we can't wait
NFL
for.
Winners and losers.
But we can't wait that long for this because it's been a part of our group chat for weeks now, and it happened. The New York Jets did not have an interception yesterday. So they went, a professional football team went an entire season without getting an interception on defense. It doesn't seem possible. But it happened. And it probably will never, ever happen again in the history of football.
They think the stats went back to 1933, right? I think that's when they said they were starting to keep that. So maybe whatever it was even before that. But just, I don't know if there's a more remarkable stat. 17 games, and there wasn't a tip ball interception.
Just a fluky one.
Yeah. I mean, you go through it and watch like almost every game, there's a interception for almost each team. Some weird happens, tip ball.
And there's others that you're like, oh, that should have been interception.
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder how many of those there were. Yeah, I should have had that.
Just dropped it. Yeah. But still, to go the whole season, I said, it's absolutely remarkable.
I don't know how that's possible. I mean, we see bad college teams, bad high school teams that get a lucky pick. This is the NFL. These guys get paid millions of dollars.
A ball bounces off of someone's helmet, goes up in the air, you intercept it.
What is Josh Bullock had 11 in 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year. He didn't get one. And also,
one guy.
Remember now, a lot of those times like that, it was 12 games, 14 games, 16 games. It's 17 games.
Yeah, that's futile.
17 games.
That is the essence of the word futile.
I'm just trying to figure out the Jets over the plus minus. They were minus 19 this year in turnovers.
Great.
Just to get the Bears.
Great.
The Bears, by the way, plus 22. Dude. The Jets minus 19.
There are 40 difference.
Bears were plus 22.
The Jets only forced... They forced four turnovers this year. They forced four
minus 19 is...
The goal when I was here, I started with that. George Darlington is the one who started it with me, and he had borrowed it from someone else, was three interceptions a game. And I'm like, that's a lot. You will lead the country if you have three a game. That was the goal, three a game. They didn't get one in 17. What would you even talk about by week 16? I mean, are you still doing like an Oski drill, an interception drill?
It's like, it's unfortunate.
No picks.
Four fumbles.
They forced four fumbles, and that's it on the season. I mean, that should not be statistically possible. Minus 19 for an NFL team.
Is that staff safe?
Aaron Glenn, I don't think so.
I don't know how it could be.
They did nothing right this year. They had a random two or three week win streak in the middle that was bizarre, and then they went back to... Yeah. It's like UCLA. Like, they were terrible, had three games of looking okay, and then right back to just completely horrendous. Like, they lost their last five games by 24+. Yeah. That can't happen.
No.
You don't
Buffalo
see that.
Played backups the whole game yesterday. Josh Allen got the opening start the start record keep going for him, but then he went out. Yeah. He didn't play a snap that mattered. Trubisky put up 35 points in that game. Mitch Trubisky. So the Jets, congrats on your futility. By the way, Jay Foreman chimes in more on Raheem Morris. He's like, yeah, Morris hugged the owner after the presser and then was fired exactly 28 minutes later.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. And Raheem Morris, very likable. Very likable. And obviously, when you don't lose a team late and they kept playing, and all of a sudden, like that, because Cousins played well. I mean, they kept playing. And I didn't see that one. I thought that was one that was definitely worthy of another year just because of how it played out with them. Because to lose a team, it's easy to look like the Jets. It's like, we're done. We're done. Get this thing over with. Just end this. Please end this season.
Yeah. That's for the record. JETS, just end the season, is what that stands for every single year.
Falcons.
So what's your take, Jake? Do the Dolphins make a move?
I think they have to. I don't think you can run it back with Mike McDaniel. No, they had the night. They were 2-7. They had the nice run to get to 6-7. They beat the Bills, which is a good win. The Bills have killed them forever. But Mike McDaniel does not beat good teams. He beats up on bad teams when the Dolphins are good, and they lose to good teams. You can't get over the hump. The win against the Bills got you to 3-7, so it was a nice win, but it didn't matter. You were already out of the race essentially anyways. So
same argument. He did keep him playing.
He did.
Until, I guess, didn't this last game, but he did hold him together to do a couple things.
He's an OC.
Yeah.
He's an OC.
They had Devon Achane had a very nice season at running back, and but Tua was, again, that caused the demise of McDaniel. It's not all McDaniel's fault. Tua's personal demise has caused issues for that, but they have to live with that now. And the whole franchise is in disarray, once again, it has been my whole life.
So this is Black Monday.
It is Black Monday. There'll be more firings.
In general, there's usually 5 to 6 every Monday.
Yep.
So we're at 3. The Giants has been way early, so there's 3 open. You're going to have to expect that there's always at least 5 to 6 open. I don't know what the record is.
You might see the Cardinals coach get fired. Jonathan Gannon has not been pretty for him there.
Boy, it's been, and this year was rough. Really rough.
Bad year for the Commanders, but Dan Quinn, of course, made the title game last year in the NFC. I don't think he's getting fired by any means. There's injuries with Daniels hurt this year. But
Jaden
Daniels.
What did he play? Half the season at that?
I could see Todd Bowles getting fired for Tampa.
Oh!
Now, they did beat the Panthers to have a shot to make the playoffs. But again,
fire Bowles?
They lost 6 of the last 7 games, I want to say. It's just some bad teams in there, too.
He would be a candidate to get picked up immediately, right?
You would think. But
Like, if it I was did. A Browns, I'd look at Bowles if he got fired.
That'd be decent for them. Todd Bowles was okay with the Jets for a while before he got let go there. So, there's your
NFL.
Breaking news. Kevin Stefanski out
do NBA
in Cleveland.
Next
Kevin Stefanski should be a head coach somewhere next year. He's
okay.
That would be, if I'm a...
You can move him around.
I'd say, listen, I want that guy.
Like, Bowles, Stefanski,
if
or
If Miami hired move. Him, I'd be very happy. You'd be see a very happy Jake over here if they got Stefanski. If
happy
Gannon
Jake.
We want that.
It's not as fun as Scorched Earth, Jake.
I know.
I like Scorched Earth, Jake.
I kind of like Scorched Earth, Jake.
Yeah, that's our favorite, Jake.
It happens
Jake.
Too often.
It's our favorite, Jake.
And, yes. And rolled up sleeves, Jake.
Yes.
Put those
it went
down.
Back down.
To cool himself.
Yeah.
When we come back, when we find out where Dylan Royola is headed to, that's next on Early Break in the Ticket.